Welcome to Season 3 of the Mad Dungeon Podcast. Today's going to be a side quest, and I'm going to toss you some announcements real quick. Today, Tiger Wizard's Rules Fluffy Mini RPG Dungeon Cats launches on Kickstarter. A game about cats going into dungeons, slaying vile creatures, and getting away with the loot. You can have your cat in the zine by simply backing at any level. The campaign is now live. Epic Levels will be attending the inaugural Game Face Con in Baltimore on March 9th and 10th. We will have some goodies for sale and a bunch of free stuff to fill your pockets, so come say hi. Gary Con. Epic Levels will be attending Gary Con March 21st through 24th for Dungeons & Dragons 50th Anniversary Celebration. We'll be podcasting live, interviewing legends about what D&D has meant to them. We'll also be promoting our Season 3 actual play by using the Mystic Punks RPG rule set found exclusively at Exalted Funeral. Epic Levels will be attending the Fluke Mini Comics and Zine Festival, along with our pals Mystic Punks RPG. It'll be on March 30th in Athens, Georgia, at the 40 Watt Club. There's a new poster map now available for purchase at Exalted Funeral, based on our Mad Dungeon Season 1, Episode 20, Song of the Shriek Frap, with the legendary Errol Otis, who not only made the adventure with us, but also illustrated the 11x17 front side poster image. Join our mailing list by clicking the newsletter button at epiclevelsrapgods.com.
Welcome to the Epic Levels Mad Dungeon Podcast, and we are here today with Anthony Maloro and Jay Domingo of the Mystic Punks role-playing game. Jay, how are you?
I'm also here. I'm Andrew.
Oh, I'm sorry. Behind the curtain and under the table, we also have Andrew Blurry, the Tiger Wizard, and behind the scenes, Zach Cowan on the ones and twos. Jay, how are you? Anthony, how are you?
I'm good. I just crawled out from under the table to join the rest of you.
Thanks for
I've been trying to keep
out.
Everyone, yeah. Like, as I eat my succulent pig dinner, I will allow people to come up and talk to me about punk rock role-playing games. Anthony, can you give us a little background about who you are and how you got to Mystic Punks?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us on again. My name's Anthony Maloro. I am the creator of the Mystic Punks zine that started all the way back in 2016. And I've been writing role-playing games, adventures, weird scenarios since 2016. And my good friend and collaborator, Jay Domingo, pressured me into making Mystic Punks more of a TTRPG. And through his amazing role-playing acumen and just inventive mechanics, we went with it. And I'm so proud to have him on board. And I won't speak on Jay's behalf, but Jay, love you, man.
Why not? Yeah, so go, much. Yeah, go ahead. Speak for Jay.
I think he said everything I needed to say.
So the super alert listener may recognize these names. Anthony Maloro, or Big Tony T, was actually our first guest on Season 1 of the show.
Yes. Thank you.
And Jay, years ago. Episode 2.
Yeah. Or two or three, yeah. Three. Your very early episode was our Jay Domingo episode. If you're a historian of this podcast, you could go back and re-listen to those. They're quite fun. But now we're looking forward to the future. This is Season 3. And I think this is technically our first Season 3 episode, is it not?
This is our side quest into Season 3, which is going to be exciting. So in Season 3, we're getting out of our old format of bring creators on and making a fun dungeon thing to explore. And we are going to be doing an actual play, Rise of the Vat Spawn, which we will have our main characters playing in our hip-hop meets fantasy role-playing game using the Mystic Punks role-playing system.
The setting, Steve, is the hip-hop fantasy mashup world, and then the mechanic, the game that we're playing, is Jay and Tony's Mystic Punks.
Right. So why don't we talk about what Mystic Punks is? Well, we'll also have Jay and Tony coming on to introduce each of the episodes. So get ready for Season 3. We'll get used to these voices. We're going to be hearing them a bunch. But what is Mystic Punks and how do you play the game?
Can I first say that Rise of the Vat thing is such an amazing title. that is so. I mean, let's just step back even more than that. It's talking about hip hop lore of epic levels, and then going into the Rise of the Vat thing. I mean, you sort of hit it on the head with what Mystic Punks is. It's a nerd melt, if you will. So it's like, if the question is like, what is Mystic Punks? It's, from what you just described, I'd say a hearty yes to that, but it's but it's so much more. It's the way that I originally envisioned it was, which I didn't want it to get too pigeonholed into, was the high schoolers in trouble or kids in trouble type of genre. The zines, I wanted to be a little bit more adult, a little bit more edgier, and super fun, and silly and tongue in cheek as well. But yeah, as plain as an actual punk, the big underlying thing that I think Jay and I want to get across is, like, as this magical adept, like, it doesn't matter if you're in high school or if you're the middle-aged convenience store clerk, or the mall goth, anything of that is you're, but essentially what you are is an outsider. All right.
Yeah.
And as that outsider, you have this, you may be reluctant, but you have this task to sort of save the world from supernatural threats.
And Jay, why don't we get from you some of the things that are in the role-playing game that set it apart from other tabletop role-playing games out in the world?
Yeah, like things that make Mystic Punks an outsider in the realm of role-playing games.
Hmm.
We should talk about soulbound weapons, spell systems,
mechanics. Yeah, so one of the things that I really loved about the zines was that there was a thing called the soulbound switchblade of Krunks, right?
Yeah, you got it.
It's been a while. So one of the things that I thought would have been was a good idea was to kind of open it up to be almost like a character generation thing where you get to choose any sort of object to be expressive of your character. And I think that kind of opened up a lot of what Tony is talking about, bringing in all different influences from everywhere. I know in some games that I've run, there was like an Amelia Earhart character who used a compass and like as the weapon. I don't even know how, like, I think the dials or something was the weapon. And so there's a lot of creativity in there. Aesthetically, I felt like, I mean, the original elevator pitch for me was that it was the Chick Track Dark Dungeons as if it was real life. But I think it's kind of opened up to be much more than that. I think I would pigeon it like, not pigeonhole it, but I would kind of think it was like more like Repo Man. Or
my favorite film of all time.
Or, I mean, you know, just to throw this out there, Jontar, the RPG, our comics. So I'm really excited. I like how it's kind of separated itself from your basic fantasy and metal tropes and punk tropes that I think is what makes it kind of special to me.
Yeah, I'm currently running a campaign, a Mystic Punks campaign right now. And speaking of tropes, we not a mohawk or a safety pin in sight.
Yeah.
So, oh, really?
So it's not, in fact, the characters are a space trucker cat who's currently wearing priest vestments, which is pretty amazing. He has two fuzzy antennae too as his soulbound weapons. A Catholic schoolboy, I think he's like freshman or sophomore in high school, whose soulbound weapon is a Pope soap on a rope.
Okay.
He's there to cleanse all sin. And another high schooler who's a pseudoscientist that has super thick glasses and has all these different chemicals in his lab coat, and his soulbound weapon is a broken glass pestle, sort of stirrer rod. So he gets very jabby with it. So again, just from that, it could be pretty diverse.
Yeah, I think, most of the people in this conversation right now, like, played in a kind of a stalled campaign that we had like a year ago of based on Garbage Pail Kids. that should really tell you what this game is about. It is about being against the normies and being an outsider.
I've played a lot of Mystic Punks, and I've had everything from straight up punk rock characters to goofy ska dudes to a living cassette tape. Yes. A lot of things you could do here. So we're bearing the lead, Andrew.
Yeah. So, well, that's, I was going to try and dig it up.
Dig it up. Dig the lead. What's going on?
Yeah. So, up till this point, and then also moving forward, Exalted Funeral, which is the sponsor of this show, www.exaltedfuneral.com. Have published all of the Mystic Punks line
Everything.
Of beautiful products, right? So right now you can go to the website, and there'll be a link below for the Mystic Punks collection. You can get those early solo zines as a collected edition. There is a quick start rule set available for the lead that we buried earlier. Rule set. There are the can we talk about the house in just a second? I'm going to list everything, but then let's come back to those. So the house posters that Tony has made, and then there are two kind of comic booky sized Maximum Mystic Punks
adventures booklets.
Yeah, they are adventures, like little micro setting type adventure things. But let's go back to the house for real quickly. Tony, where did this come from and what the hell is it and why is it so cool?
Yeah.
I'll answer that last one. It just looks it looks fucking awesome is why it's so cool.
Oh, thank you. House, the broadsheets, so they're 11 by 17, risograph. See, I pronounced it right this time. I always say risograph.
It's actually risograph.
Is it risograph? Oh, see, I can't. Fine.
give up.
You'll never win. You'll never win.
I'll never win it. GIF, JIF. Okay. My love of as with anything with Mystic Punks, my love of DIY culture, flyers in particular, that's where the inspiration initially came from. But I was also, it's never going away, I love Splatterhouse. Let's give a shout out to, it's Neo Geo, right? Turbo, thank you. Turbo, oh God, I'm horrible. Taito, I know Taito, no, Namco. Oh, look at that. All the nerds are getting up in arms over.
Yeah, no.
I can't get it's.
I'm down in the comment section.
Yeah, the comment. Yeah, Namco's Splatterhouse was such a inspiration because talk about a punk character. The protagonist is trapped in this house. He dons the Jason Hosky mask, like hulks out. Is able to start cracking skulls, right?
With a 2x4.
With a 2x4, right. Or just as, and I know this, y'all, his name's Rick. I know his name's Rick. And he's in this whorehouse, and it's the very common trope of, sort of wrestling.
Whorehouse, just.
Whorehouse.
Horror.
Horror, yeah. with that common trope of rescuing, rescue the princess, rescue his girlfriend, etc.
But he also occasionally is in meaty hellscapes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he just drops, like, it's just further and further, just gets crazier and crazier. So I wanted House to be part Splatterhouse, where it can be played as solo or as group, where you are trapped in a similar type of horror house, and you're making your way through to get your, quote unquote, loved one, whoever that could be. I mean, it could be your pet hamster. So, and you're pretty much fighting your way through that. But in addition to that, I also wanted to show my love of inspirations, you know, of so I had little small sections that I posted up there of comics that I was reading, trash movies that I was watching, all of that stuff. So
that part, sort of, that section of each one of those posters is always my favorite.
Oh, yeah. It's always fun to share. And it's just to get, you know, spread the love, so to speak, like let everyone sort of see like what's cooking in my brain. And the support has always been super awesome.
Yeah. And here's the big, big news we have going on. The main Play With All Your Friends core book for Mystic Punks is going to be kickstarting. And not only that, you could go below and click on a link to sign up to be notified when it goes live. So yeah.
That's coming very soon. The Kickstarter will be launching next month. So like absolutely sign up to get notified. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it or not, but let's just do it. There is a really cool day one backer reward.
Yeah.
We're having some collectible card game cards being made of the monsters that, depending on what game that you prefer to use, you could actually port it right into your game using Mystic Punks creations.
What is an example of a Mystic Punks monster? Because your bestiary is, I'd say, different from a traditional, say, Dungeons and Dragons bestiary.
Do you say bestiary or bestiary?
I say bestiary because I'm a man.
Wow.
No. Whoa.
That's right.
Yikes.
I've been corrected on it so many times. It's like I go now. It's the best. It's the best. Oh. It's the
best. Do you say, Tony, do you say bestiary because you're the best?
Yeah, so, something like that.
So give us one creature in these trading cards.
The first one is the Astral Vampire. That's the first entry. And that is kind of like a play on like Lost Boys style vampire gang, but instead of just fangs, it's like it's a mosquito. So it takes that kind of twist to it. And what separates monsters in Mystic Punks is that they just have, there's a static stat that you just assign depending on its size or their danger, and everything else is just description. And I think it opens up a lot of possibilities for the Dark Guide, who's our GM, to just do crazy, crazy things. So I'm sure Tony wants to.
Just to sort of zero in on the cards, one of our amazing artists, Nathan Terstig, who's been with us from day one, all the way back in the out of print zines now.
super rare.
He one of the monsters he did was called a Scrave. Let me read you a little bit about it. So speaking of like to give you a little bit of a flavor, unmatched foragers and tinkerers, Scraves are flightless humanoid birds from the rural planet of Tionagup. They never leave their home planet unless promised unusual or rare treasures to aid their treetop villages. Scraves travel in small scavenging parties, mostly to avoid conflict and continue searching for treasures. When provoked, though, the flock immediately attacks with claws and beaks. And Nathan knocked it out of the park. He truly demented creation.
I love it. So let's do a quick little recap of what we've covered so far. First of all, Tony and Jay, they're going to be with us all season. Second, they've made a bunch of like very fun, weirdo outsider stuff for Mystic Punks already, which you can go check out. And then more importantly, the full core rulebook is on its way. One element that we haven't touched on too much is what's going to be happening in season three with the actual play. Steve, do we want to spill some tea there, or just call it a day and let people figure it out for themselves?
Well, I mean, the next episode coming out is our session zero. That'll be a kind of making our characters, talking about what we're doing for the entire season. But I mean, what are you thinking, Andrew? Just the elevator pitch for the show?
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people listen to podcasts in elevators, and we should utilize this opportunity while they're in an elevator, captive listening to us talk about why they should come back next week and listen to our session zero.
Here we go. In season three of the Epic Levels Mad Dungeon podcast, four VAT spawned folk are brought to life by a undead dragon to take over, to infiltrate the city above. And so we have an urban adventure with political intrigue, goblin gangs, public executions, wild
bags of spaghetti. The
bags
important
of spaghetti.
Elevator
that is
pitch.
The main thing.
Yeah, bags of spaghetti, baby. So be sure to check in next week with our session zero, and we will be introducing each episode. Jay and Tony will be introducing each episode for this season. So don't worry, you'll get plenty more of these two fine gentlemen throughout this season. Be sure to go and click on the link to be signed up for notifications for when the Kickstarter goes live, which will be next month, very soon, very exciting. And if you happen to be attending any conventions in the month of March, I believe there will be Mystic Punks representatives at a lot of places. So first off, Game Face Con, our good friend Justin Sorois is throwing in Baltimore. We'll have both these punks there. Is that right?
Yep.
Hell yeah. The following week is Gary Con. Jay, you'll be up there in the frigid north of Dragon Warrior's homeland.
Yep, I will be there.
Hell
bells
yeah.
On.
Bells?
We might
not
have
bells.
A
not a hat mask, unfortunately.
Yeah, and if you find us, we might also have some Mystic Punks swag zines to pass out as well.
Absolutely. If you find us at any of these things, we will have some Mystic Punks things to hand out. And then later in the month of March, in Jay Domingo's hometown,
Athens.
That's where. Yep. That's it. That's the place that I was trying to think of.
Georgia, not
Greece.
Greece.
Oh, really?
Alabama. Did you know there's an Athens, Alabama or Athens, Ohio? None of those
I need to
places.
See if I can get my plane flight refunded. Okay. Yeah. Athens, Georgia. My bad.
Yes. We'll all be there. Anthony will be there. Another creator, Nathan, will also be there.
Nathan Tiersteeg, who we were just talking about.
Yeah. And actually, that probably, and that's at Fluke, which is a small press, kind of almost like a legendary small press.
Yeah.
Festival that always resisted like getting bigger and bigger. So it's like stayed true for like to its DIY roots. And I think that actually kind of something I think we should mention is how much art and DIY comics is so important to Mystic Punks, wouldn't you say, Anthony?
Oh yeah. Yeah, 100%.
And the book will be like an A-list of incredible art from people. I don't know if we should be announcing yet, but
yeah, we can hold that one in the chamber for when we start blasting faces with all the amazing art that's going to be in this book.
But we can say that one Tiger Wizard will be involved, and itself should be enough to hit the back.
Actually, if we didn't say it, all three of them, Tiger Wizard, Anthony Maloro, and Jay Domingo, all will have art throughout the book.
This is true.
Right.
Okay, so come find us at Game Face. Come find us at GaryCon. Come find us at Fluke. March is going to be a crazy month. Also, if you can't make it to any of those conventions, be sure to follow our progress. Follow Tony and Jay as they are launching their Kickstarter in March. It'll be running, I think, just mostly most of March. Be a 30-day campaign. It's going to launch right at the beginning of March. So keep your eyes out for that. Sign up to be notified. And I guess we'll see you next week. Steve, you got anything you want to add?
I'm very excited about this book. That's Hell what yeah. I want to add. And then we'll have Jay and Tony on again when the Kickstarter launches, and we could get into more gory details with stretch goals and more art and all the other fun stuff going on.
Yes. Excellent idea. That's it, you two. You guys, you're basically just new Mad Dungeon co-hosts now, at least until your game comes out. Oh.
And then into the trash bin with you. can I just hear Steve, Dragon Warrior, just say let's roll one time?
Let's roll!
All right. Nice. Thank you so That's much for joining us, you guys, and we'll see y'all next time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.